producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because they said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to clean bad luck.
You might be lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, proven right on Zika already. Once again, we just start the show. We can pack it up, Superdome. We don't even need to do a show tonight. We are so right on Zika, and the rest of the media is so wrong. It's just ridiculous. And we're going
to
cover that.
Welcome to the We Are Awesome and Super Smart Show.
Yeah, and every other media outlet filled with dunderheads. gosh. Well, no, we got Ty Bollinger coming up later. We'll talk Zika with him because big bam boom. John Rappaport and others have figured it out. Pesticides, just as we predicted, along with other assorted environmental gobbledygook. But really, those that are reporting out of Brazil, those areas where this so-called microcephaly occurring, massive use of pesticides. We're going to talk about that later. We got some news on the medical monopoly. Is it coming to your state? Dude, it's already there. I don't know why they're even asking. Walgreens selling anti-narcotic opioid. I don't understand what these drugs are, if they're over-the-counter or not, but we'll visit that with Walgreens. And we got some major cannabis updates, which is always fun, if I don't lose my words. But first and foremost, as we start the Robert Scott Bell Show this evening or afternoon, depending on where you are, could it be the Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump show? According to what happened in New Hampshire, is that portending one anti-establishment candidate who is for bigger government against another anti-establishment candidate who doesn't seem to want to live with the government either in a weird way? So it still is big government against big government. We'll figure it out. I don't know if you watched. What
this
did you
is
see?
Like the dream fantasy primary result for a lot of people. A lot of people have been hoping that it would be Trump versus Sanders. And on the one hand, I can see how, wow, it's almost revolutionary to see something like this take place where you've got two candidates that are so outside of the beltway. So, yeah. And even with Bernie Sanders, listen, the guy's been in politics, but he's just so just far removed from anything that anybody would expect in this situation. But at the same time, I think a lot of people are looking at this going, you know what? I hate politics. It all sucks. It doesn't matter who wins anyway. Nothing's going to change. Why not have, like, the circus come to town this time around?
Yeah, let's let them all out. The real elephants and real donkeys. Let's play. This is funny in a sense because, you know, as I speak and have spoken all these years talking about the futile act of voting, and yet I don't dissuade others from voting. I won't say don't vote. I just acknowledge that energy might be spent better elsewhere. As much as I like the ideas that, you know, and debating ideas and discussing ideas, in reality, it's not who you get to vote for. It's who they choose for you to vote for. Now, what's interesting about this year, could it be that these are two people that the elites would not have chosen for you to vote for if it is one day soon Sanders versus Trump? Now, I'm not saying that it is, because look, if you look at the win that Bernie Sanders had, and it was a huge win, 60% to 38%, so like a 22% plus shellacking of Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire. And, you know, you think, okay, Bernie should just sweep the delegates too, because this is not about necessarily the popular vote. In some cases, it's winner take all, depending on the state, and others, it's basically based on percentages. Now, you do the math here, and somebody in the New Hampshire Democratic Party obviously doesn't do math correctly, because if Sanders gets 60% of the vote and Hillary Clinton gets 38% of the vote, how is it possible that they both get 15 delegates? You know, I'm still working times tables with my daughters, but I can see, and she could see, that math doesn't work.
If well, you've got we ran, number, listen, if you mm-hmm. recall, we ran into this exact same thing back when Ron Paul was running.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it really, it was amazing how the campaign and the grassroots volunteers got so organized because they figured out all these crazy rules from state to state on how to get in there, what you had to do, and to get all the delegates. Sanders, you know, he's fighting an uphill battle. Because yeah. the system's rigged. It is so rigged in the situation. And as you're saying here, Clinton is walking away. Even mm-hmm. though she got just completely destroyed mm-hmm. in the primary, she's walking away with the same number of delegates as Sanders. Now, I'm going to throw this in here, though, okay? Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine how, if this time around they try and pull the wool over people's eyes on this situation, and if Sanders, if he continues on this road and is continuing being as popular as he is, winning these primaries, that when it comes to the end of the day, if Clinton ends up getting the nomination, I think you are going to see literally a civil war take place within the Democratic Party, because I don't think that she can get away with it if they try and do that this time.
No, I think you're right. I mean, this will serve... how would you say it? This will serve to let's say, to wake up the leftists out there that think that voting is something that actually can change something on the federal level, right? As I said, politics is ultimately all local, yet all of the energies and excitement and, you know, the frenetic energy seems to be directed only to a presidential race, which by and large doesn't have as much to do with what really happens in your own backyard, especially as the federal system and international systems break down based on oil monopolies, come tumbling down, as well as the petrodollar. Again, these are things I don't know the day that happens or when it happens, much less the year. But I recognize that these systems that we have now, when you have unfunded liabilities to the tune of hundreds of trillions of dollars, not just the so-called 19 or 20 trillion they say we're in debt, or maybe 22 after the next budget from Obama, but we're talking trillions in the tens and tens of trillions that can never be paid, you recognize that at some point you're so far from the fulcrum, it just breaks. It ain't going to work again. And so these votes, if we look at Bernie Sanders, of course, who would greatly accelerate the debt, of course he wants to say by taxing more, you can only do that so much before everybody leaves the country that can produce any kind of wealth at all, if you can even call it that. And then you've got Trump, who's been in business. And I'd say, if I'm looking at which one is a little less statist, I'd say, okay, Trump is probably a little less statist, but I would favor him more because of his stance on vaccines. He, for instance, if we're just going to pick out an isolated thing, Bernie Sanders has been quoted as saying it's maybe criminal or maybe dangerous and negligent to not vaccinate your children, where Trump is aware of the dangers of vaccines. So, but again, that's one issue out of many. Perhaps if your child has been injured by a vaccine, that may be your number one thing. You're going to go Trump instead of Sanders. If your viewpoint is, well, medical care, I want medical insurance, should probably lean more towards Sanders. But weirdly enough, Trump is leaning toward a nationalized health care too. And I don't hear anything on the Republican side pushing back on that. Where were the other Republicans pushing back on that in any of the debates? I mean, if Cruz said it, if Rubio said it, if Bush said it, I mean, they'd be going apoplectic over that. So it's just a weird pass that Trump is getting on certain issues. I'm just watching this and going, you know, people are just like, well, we don't care anymore. We just want someone who will cuss and say it like it is. Or just, you know, go against the corporate man like Bernie Sanders claims that he does. And that's enough. We don't need to go any deeper than that. And I think that's where people are at, where they're just so freaking upset with the way it's been going. And that's a good thing. But the better thing would be to unplug from the political matrix altogether for your own health, safety, sanctity, emotional balance, etc.
And listen, what they've offered this time around... They're all a bunch of doofuses. They're just boring. They're programmed. You know, I mean, look, Marco Rubio, we talked about his little glitch in his programming the other day. He actually did it again. I don't know if you saw this, where he was stumping somewhere and started repeating himself again with the same line. You know, what they've got to choose from out there just sucks. And so what are you going to gravitate towards? You're going to gravitate, you know, towards the Jersey Shore candidate, you know, that's going to be running because it's entertaining, because everything else that's out there is just is something you just you just can't vote for. It's so boring.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my
anyway, like I say, we open politics. Really, the bottom line for me is when I say the power to heal is yours, I can say the power to vote is yours, but the power not to is also yours. And you're not a bad person if you don't participate. Exactly. You're not a bad person. You know, because I think if you're not participating, you've figured out that they're using your energy against you. Your participation is being used against you. It's like you voted, you've got nothing to say. Right? Remember George Carlin?
Absolutely. That's where I get it from. You know, it's like you're the one that voted for this knucklehead. It's your problem. You deal with it now.
Yeah, I know. And I think still people struggle with that concept. Because they've been taught about this concept of civic duty, and you know, I just think your duty is to your mission, your spiritual mission. Now, if your bliss is to participate in the political system, I'm not going to dissuade you from it. I'm not going to say you're a bad person for participating. I just want you to consider deeply, strongly that the beliefs you hold in participation in the political system as it stands, are they your own, or have they been, you know, kind of bred into you by those that want you to participate and then pull the football just before you're about to kick it, like Lucy and Charlie Brown once again. Just consider it. That's all I ask. Story from the Alliance for Natural Health real quick on the medical monopoly. Is your state being targeted by a medical monopoly? Well, that could be a moment of duh. But they're saying that there's a secretive, private, powerful organization called the Federation of State Medical Boards. It sounds Star Trek-y, doesn't it, Super?
Yeah, Star Wars or something,
yeah. The Federation of Galactic State Medical Boards. They want to control everything that happens in your state. They're closely aligned with the American Medical Association and the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Here's another aspect of this. Stop it. Just stop it. Stop with licensure. Stop licensing doctors, any of them. Stop it, because they have a license to kill. You remove their license, you remove their protection. The protection is not for the public. The protection is for their ability to maim you and get away with it. Tell me I'm wrong. 784,000 Americans a year, at bare minimum, die due to the medical monopoly. Read Death by Modern Medicine if you haven't already. All right, we'll go to Walgreens and get some drugs after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I just noticed in our assistant producer Morgan, she's terrific. She's just wonderful. She, you know how we were talking about the Walgreens thing we're about to go into, and she wrote Walgreens treats heroin, and she spelled it H-E-R-O-I-N-E.
Oh, like a female hero.
Right? Yeah, I thought that was very funny, but I got to switch it back. So it treats heroin addicts, but anyway, it's very cute. Yeah, it is. It's an interesting story. By the way, robertscottbell.com. Show notes are up. Check them out. You'll see all the links to the wonderful supporters of this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty as well. Say thanks to them. Very important. It's interesting. I saw Trump in some interviews up there in New Hampshire saying everywhere he went, one of the things that was a big issue for New Hampshire is heroin addiction. A lot of heroin overdoses in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, of all places, right?
Yeah, and I just think about the pipeline of drugs to any of these areas. If you'd really track them down, you'd realize you're talking about CIA, right, or drug runners. We've talked about that. But the government really sanctions this and profits off of it. And one of the reasons why they ironically signed a treaty, you know, and a narcotics trafficking treaty and included cannabis in it while they continue to traffic narcotics like heroin. But Walgreens to the rescue, and maybe CVS too. They are now, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, Super Don, but they're now saying they're going to sell heroin overdose antidote, naloxone, without a prescription. Is that right? Can they do that? Is this a federal legend drug, though, or is it considered an OTC drug?
Well, according to the article, Walgreens made naloxone available without a prescription last week in New York and is going to introduce the program to Indiana and Ohio later this month.
But it must be an OTC because they can't just unilaterally say, it's not like the states nullifying federal law in this case. It'd be like, we're Walgreens and we're just going to decide to sell a prescription drug over the counter. They would never get away with that. So it must be an OTC. I haven't really looked into this drug as much. But CVS is doing it as well, apparently. I don't know how much it costs, but I mean, what does that tell you about the state of drug addiction in America when, you know, the major drug stores are selling the antidote to heroin overdosing? And, of course, this does nothing to get at the reason why people are addicted to drugs. It's just, we got a new profit center. Somebody's on heroin, just come on into Walgreens or CVS. We'll give you the drug to counteract it. And listen, I got nothing against saving people's lives. That's not what I'm, you know, griping about, if I'm even griping about anything here.
Yeah, but, well, CVS has been selling it, I guess, before, and they actually had already started selling this it's called Narcan.
Okay.
I guess is the brand name of it, without a prescription. And it says here, in states where it is legal to do so. So it sounds like it's a state issue.
So they made it a state issue. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So this is Walgreens' move comes amid a federal effort announced last week by President Obama proposing $1.1 billion in funding to combat the abuse of prescription opioids and heroin. Now, is that $1.1 billion, is that going to cover the OTC drug that Walgreens is going to sell? Is it going to supply cannabis, which we'll get to in a little while, could be and has proven to be a plant-based medicinal that can maybe pull people off of these opioids, interestingly enough. I don't know the reason that this is happening. Well, I know the reason that you know, they're going to make some money on this, but the reality is I don't think any of the so-called drug addiction programs that are in that $1.1 billion funding effort do anything to address the reason why people get addicted to drugs.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And it's conflicting on this here, because obviously you don't want people to die. Okay, if the use of Narcan will save someone's life if they have overdosed on heroin, then obviously, you know, this is one of those situations where it's an emergency intervention.
Yes.
So, you know, you can't argue against the use of it in order to save somebody's life. But again, do we know enough about this Narcan if they make this available over the counter?
Did you find any side effects to this drug?
You know what? There are side effects, and it's interesting because they break it up, at least in the source I was looking at, they break it up into two categories.
Okay.
Okay. The serious side effects, chest pain, dry cough, sweating, severe headache, agitation, anxiety, confusion, seizure, feeling like you're going to die, slow heart rate, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like heroin.
I'm just thinking, you know, it's one of those things, if you're not on heroin and you take this drug, what happens? Maybe we get somebody that knows that answer. But we've got to talk cannabis as a cure. Yeah, we're going to say it next segment. We got a good cannabis update. If we have time, we'll answer a follow-up question of the day as well. And then if you're going to fall 60 feet in a department store, make sure that it's the season of beds.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, just to be clear, listen, we are all in favor of life-saving measures in the cases of heroin addiction. If you're in the midst of something that could kill you and you take the Suboxone that you get from Walgreens or CVS OTC, I mean, I'd rather have you live, but I would also like to see a transition to something that won't kill you. You know what, where we're going super down with this. But yeah, as you were reading about that drug, it seems to claim that even if you don't have any in your system and you take it, nothing will happen to you, which is almost hard to believe when it comes to drugs. I mean, I haven't really studied that drug much to know for sure, but that's the preliminary.
I would have to assume that, you know, I mean, if you obviously took too much or you overdose, I'm sure you've got to be able to overdose on naloxone. But, you know, I mean, you can overdose on anything. So, but it seems like as administered, that it can't hurt you unless you've got opioids in your system.
Right. So once we get you off of it, what can we get you on to help you stay off of it? All right, let's see what's going on in the cannabis world today. We got lots of things. I just caught briefly that, what is that HBO show, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. And they were talking, one of the episodes talked about NFL players who were using cannabis. And it was a great controversy because the NFL and the Players Association said, no, you can't do that. And a number of players have been finding that utilizing that instead of opioids, it's not addictive. It actually helps them when these, you know, people are going, I don't want the opioids. They're going to kill me. They're addicted. It's just, I feel horrible on them. And yet, I think they had somebody from the NFL, I don't know if he was a player's rep, just going, well, no, it's against the rules. It was just so ignorant. And then they interviewed that doctor we talked about with Stuart Tomp from Israel, who's been studying this for 50 years, acknowledging the neuroprotective and neuroregenerative impact of cannabis, particularly CBD, which you can get from our friends at CannaVest, CannaVest.com. They still have 15% off for all Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. You just go RSB15. Now, one of the reasons I don't often lose words on this show, unless I'm tired and I call you by your wrong name, because I haven't been sleeping much, you might say, well, oh, he's probably smoking weed. And it's something that if you've ever talked to a real stoner, they might have difficulty finding words in those, you know, perfect moment. So it's probably not the greatest thing to do right before you go on the air if you're relying upon your access to keywords at the right moment. But there's a study here that claims, and maybe, Super Don, you've met people like this too. It says, smoke pot, forget words.
That is one of the things. Although I think what they're talking about here mm-hmm. is not necessarily the immediate effect,
okay,
but the long-term effect. If I'm not mistaken, that it can cause issues with you know, forgetting words like I'm doing right now. But no, just kidding.
No, it's a different kind of spice there in Louisiana.
Yes, but yes, of course. I mean, listen, you can have problems with memory and, you know, cognition.
Mm-hmm.
From all kinds of things, not just
right. Indeed, it was the cannabis use.
I've never seen anybody with slurred speech drinking alcohol ever. No.
Ooh, never. You know, and speaking of that, when I was watching that Real Sports thing, they were, you know, going to the tailgating that was happening over at the Denver Broncos stadium, and they have like a cannabis dispensary across the street, and instead of drinking lots of alcohol for 4 or 5 hours before the game, they're actually smoking weed, and everybody's peaceful and mellow and happy, just like we've said. The fights associated with being at a sporting event, it's not happening there.
No.
They're mellowed out. And so what if they forget a few words? Go, what was the name of that team? Oh, yeah, Broncos.
Go team. Guys.
Right? Come on. Get with it. But they said these researchers in New Zealand, they found people who used cannabis frequently over several decades had poorer cognitive function than those who did not participate in regular use. Regular reflects those with 5 cumulative years of marijuana use over the lifetime. The study analyzed IQ at 13 before marijuana was ever used, and again at 38. The results showed that the early initiators and constant users demonstrated the largest decline in IQ score. So this sort of kind of, If you want to play into a stereotype, because we've covered a lot of science that says, no, cannabis doesn't seem to be harmful at all, this is one that may go, all right, maybe there's something there, right? How many IQ points? I don't know. And is it worth it if you're dealing with kids that might have been addicted to heroin versus going on cannabis and finding, oh, my gosh, they're not interested in heroin or other harder drugs?
Let's be just slightly objective here. Inject a little bit of common sense into the situation here, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference between somebody who would use cannabis in a way to treat PTSD, depression, medical issues, health, mm-hmm. you know, applications of cannabis.
Yeah.
Versus somebody who on a regular basis gets completely stuck out of their gourd because they're using it for recreational purposes, okay? There's a huge difference because obviously we're talking about the amount that's being used, okay? If you eat 5 pounds of Doritos every day
yes.
versus somebody who has a small snack pack once in a while, it's not going to have the same effect on you in both cases, okay?
Yeah.
And it's
mm-hmm.
no different than the use of cannabis. If you are a complete total stoner and that's all you do is smoke weed all day, 24 hours a day, wake and bake in the morning, pass out on the couch with the Haagen-Dazs at night, yeah, you know what? It's going to have an effect on you. It's just common sense. You know, that is going to be different than the person that is using it or juicing it or, you know, using the oil or the extracts or something in order to try and treat, you know, a problem, a health issue.
Sure, sure. No,
I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I think, again, and I don't know if there was a bias built into the study or not, but as I said, we try to be objective about this and acknowledge there may be some things, but it's like anything. Not any two people are going to respond exactly the same way to any one thing. And in fact, you know, we've talked about the CBD from Cannavest and said there's no one right dose or concentration for everybody. It's not the same for everybody. You have to find out your individual needs and how you respond in order to know how to dose appropriately for whatever your needs are. And for a large part, we talk about anxiety, you know, being a big one in this culture. Instead of reaching for the, if it's an SSRI drug or anti-anxiolytic drug, there are many things that we could do and rely upon something like CBD, or if you're in a state that allows it, the THC version as well. Now, this is an interesting other cannabis story here. Elizabeth Warren, who's another mixed bag. Is that a sexist thing to say if you call a woman a mixed bag versus
a mixed bag,
right?
You didn't call her an old bag.
I didn't call her an old bag. I said mixed bag. She, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, wrote the CDC, Tom Frieden, this week. She said that medical marijuana can treat the opioid crisis. So even she is getting the word. And this is also another point in politics that you can't point to one person and say you agree with them 100% on anything. You can't. If you're looking for the pure candidate, it doesn't exist. Closest to it, in my opinion, was Ron Paul. But I'm sure I could find something with Ron. I go, oh, well, maybe not there, right? But the point here is we're going to give props to Senator Elizabeth Warren for recognizing something that should be inherently true, factual, and now we can acknowledge. She said she led a group of 8 Democratic senators calling on the agencies on the federal level to openly embrace legalization. But they're not going to, Elizabeth Warren, because you know, I don't know, is she for the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or any of these treaties? Mm-hmm. See, this is another good thing about Donald Trump, maybe even Bernie Sanders, too, on this. They're probably going to be opposed to the TPP, these international treaties that take jobs from Americans, and lock in the international globalists in their profit-making corporate machinery that has no allegiance to any nation
apparently
or state.
Apparently... is not in favor of TPP.
All right, so we give her another little prop there. And I was like, oh, no, Robert's become a Democrat. Listen, I'm neither Republican nor Democrat. We take on these issues and talk about them and where people are at. And on this issue, Elizabeth Warren's head is on straight regarding, you know, taking on the DEA, the CDC, et cetera, on cannabis. But what she doesn't understand, as a senator, she has the power to bring up this treaty and basically revoke it, say, no, this treaty doesn't work. Which treaty am I talking about? And do you have the exact name of it? I always forget the name of it, but it relates to the trafficking of narcotics. And it's an old treaty. It's not a new one. And it's like all these countries signed on so that everybody could declare war on drugs and that, you know, the United States military can go into your country to fight war on drugs while they're actually secretly backdooring opiates and heroin to the streets of Chicago, you know, and then I have to go on. I don't want to go on with this, but I'm just saying that it's the treaty that's blocking the federal government from taking cannabis off of Schedule 1. Basically, it's bottom lining it. And nobody in the Senate is seemingly recognizing this. I think Rand Paul would know it. Maybe we can reach out to him on this. And finally, on the cannabis update side, medical marijuana may help NFL players manage chronic traumatic encephalopathy pain and even slow disease progression. And this is this is so, I mean, it's not like the NFL is more deserving of it than anywhere else that you're dealing with traumatic brain injury. I mean, some would say maybe it's more worthy to apply it to our vets coming back with PTSD. But I think, you know, all humans deserve to have access to this medicine from God, in my opinion, this plant. And we talked about many times over the years now the science behind brain protection, brain regeneration, and these chronic brain injuries. And that's what these NFL players were saying in that show that I saw. They were saying this was helping you more than anything. Those drugs, there's no, they don't even have drugs for brain injury. Now, I've talked about homeopathic remedies like Arnica, Advanced Arnica from King Bio, which I believe, if I haven't looked at the ingredients, but hopefully it has natrum sulfuricum, because that is the remedy for brain injury, for trauma or concussion. I would do that homeopathically along with the CBD that we can get from Canavest. Canavest.com. Check it out, folks. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. TMB and RSB together again. We're going to be together in Canada, Total Health. We're going to be together at the California Jam, Cal Jam in March. But you want to see them? You want to see us? Come to RobertScottBell.com and check out the links. Go there, get your tickets, and we'll see you there. But in the meantime, we got to come back and talk about Steven Tyler of Aerosmith and Skittles. Why? We'll find out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with a Doc of Detox daily cleansing tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily cleansing tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Janie's got a gun. I think that was right. Is that Aerosmith and Steven Tyler?
That's correct.
Right? You know, it's funny. My son got home from school today, and he said, "Dad, we got to see this video." I'm like, "What video?" Right? Because he'll show me stupid videos. I'm like, "Really? Come on, what? Oh, you've already seen this one, but you got to see it." And he brings up Mike Adams' old video he did a few years back about how guns kill people. Liberals say guns kill people. And he's like, he's putting these loaded guns down and going, "Okay, shoot, kill." And the guns didn't do anything, right?
I remember that, yes.
It's just as funny. It was actually, we were laughing again about it, I have to say. He did a great job. But anyway, this one, a portrait of Aerosmith's Steven Tyler made of Skittles from the Super Bowl ad is up for auction. And I just wondered if it was going for charity, because I think this is a monumental waste of money if it doesn't go for something good at this point.
Now, do you remember that commercial on the Super Bowl? You remember seeing that?
It was funny. Yeah, it was a funny commercial.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was not memorable, though, because when we were talking about our favorite commercials,
But it was funny.
Yeah, so this is actually a replica, because in the commercial, the one that was in the commercial exploded all over the place.
Right.
So they obviously couldn't use that. This is a replica. It's being sold on eBay, and it's up to over $5,000, and it will be going to a charity called Jamie's Fund.
Okay.
That goes to helping abused women.
Yeah, because that song was about a real incident of a woman who was
so
abused.
So now Jamie's got a fund.
Right. I remember a song back in the 80s, "Everybody Run, the Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun." Do you remember that one?
No.
Totally real. And Neil Diamond didn't sing it.
It wasn't Neil Diamond?
No. Neil Diamond didn't sing it. I think it was Downtown Julie Brown. Daniel, do you have that queued up? Hey, go ahead and press play on that one. Let's hear it. There he is.
The homecoming queen got a gun. Everybody run. The homecoming queen has got a gun.
That's it. See, it was a parody of teen tragedy songs from the 1950s, and she was like a valley girl singing it. So I wasn't making that up.
I don't remember that. I don't know. I must have been smoking cannabis or that. What year was that?
1984.
84. Yeah, I would have been a freshman in high school. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember much of my freshman year. Okay.
All right. Anyway, I remember that one. That was MTV years anyway. Hey, in the department of "It's Just Not Your Time to Go," that's how I categorize this next story.
in a, and I've never heard of this department store, John Lewis. John Lewis was a civil rights era activist along with MLK in Georgia, and a congressman. And he still might be. I don't remember. But there's evidently a department store called John Lewis in Manchester. Is that New Hampshire? Another New Hampshire story? The 60-year-old woman, 60 is the theme here, a 60-year-old woman fell 60 feet in a John Lewis department store in Manchester. 60 feet. It's a six-story drop down the well that would be, you know, has the escalators. She went straight down to the bottom.
Right.
Now, you know it's not your time to go if you survive that fall. But how she survived that fall, she happened to fall right on a bedding display. The bed cushioned her fall. She's injured, but not bad. She's okay. Minor injuries. And, you know, just thinking about the timing of this, if it was like a month later, they bring out the spring garden tools, and that wouldn't have been the same happy ending.
Yeah. The Ginsu knife collection or something.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
It wasn't, cutlery, right? We were displaying beds at just the right time for this woman. And, you know, this is one of those moments where you go, dude, if it's not your time, it's not your time. If you're falling 60 feet down an escalator well to the bottom and you hit a bed and live.
That is just so, listen, it was, the area that she landed was, as they say here, for seasonal display. So, I mean, it's changing all the time, and it just happened to be that time that they were displaying beds.
Right.
She's got a second chance on life here, which is
good thing. It wasn't for seasonal allergies. You know, you could fall on the King Bioremedies. I don't think they'll break your fall for 60 feet.
No, probably not.
No, but I'm just saying, there are times where you go, no, it is not your time to go. You're not leaving. And, there but for the grace of God, in a sense. But in reality, you know, how does that happen, right? You fall.
And this was in England, by the way.
Was it Manchester, England? Okay, that makes more sense. Manchester, in England.
Yep.
So, the beds are softer in England, too, by the way.
Are they?
No, I don't know. They could be harder. They're tougher over there.
Well, you slept in a bed in England.
You're right. No, they were actually quite good. Quite nice.
Okay. All right.
And then, not the one at my aunt's house. That was kind of a pull-out couch thing. Those are awful. You wake up with lumps.
You go all the way to England, and your aunt makes you sleep on a cot.
I was in a hotel for a few nights. That was very nice. But, you know, the love of family, in that case, it overwhelms the lumpity-bumpity pull-out couch. So it was okay. I'm happy. I'll go back. I will go back. All right, folks, we got a whole other hour of broadcast dealing with Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box together. And off to grandmother's house we go. No, we got Outside the Box Wednesday after the break because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
products powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.